Proclamation number 6786 of 18th of March, 1957. Disorder, decay, chaos, destruction. Structure. He who rules the world truly also has the power to rebuild what previously had to be destroyed because it no longer corresponded to his will. For God has his laws which have to be fulfilled, and where his laws are acted against there is no order. Where there is no order there is decay and decline, there is chaos which completely contradicts divine will. And this also means a dissolution, a destruction of that which is outside of divine order, be it human beings or other living beings or also creations which can no longer fulfill their purpose because they are prevented from doing so by human beings. Partial destruction, however, would no longer suffice, for even hard matter begins to revolt because the spiritual in it wants to free itself. Partial destructions could therefore also not correspond to the eternal plan of salvation because all earthly creations have fulfilled their previous tasks, because the time limit was set for them from the beginning which is now past. Because one day, the day of liberation, the day of the transformation of its outer shell, must also come for the spiritual bound in hard matter. And thus God's power first expresses itself in a work of destruction of unimaginable magnitude, and then people's lack of understanding continues this work of destruction through presumptuous experiments, through truly satanic attempts. Therefore not hindered by God, because he neither imposes a restriction on his adversary nor on people's will and because he is also mindful of that spiritual which is now to begin its course of development again in new creations. For he is Lord of heaven and earth. And if he himself destroys or allows to be destroyed what has arisen for the purpose of the spiritual's upward development through his strength and his will, he will also, by virtue of his power, build up a new work of creation again, to which he again assigns its purpose in wisdom and love. He is a God of strength, he is a God of justice, he is a God of love and wisdom. And he will truly restore the order which is and remains eternal law. For a world without divine order is the realm of God's adversary, who rages in it because he has gained dominion over everything spiritual. But such a world cannot remain, otherwise it would also be hopeless for the spiritual to ever escape its power. The earthly creation, however, was only created for the purpose of liberation from its power. But if there is no longer a possibility for this, the destruction of those creations is only a work of God's mercy, who now also lets his will of love become active again and a new creation arise which again meets all requirements in order to promote the spiritual's course of development. What is destroyed is no longer suitable for his plan of salvation, but what arises anew will also support the divine plan of salvation again. But something new can only ever emerge when the old has been completely destroyed. Whereby destruction only means the destruction of the shell which was only a shackle for the spiritual substance but offered it no opportunities to serve its purpose accordingly. And the day is coming when the power of God will show itself but only few people will become aware of it. The day is coming when Satan will transfer his diabolical plans to people who are willing tools for him. The day is coming when he will carry out his last work on this earth through people who are in bondage to him. Then every work of creation on this earth will burst, Nothing belonging to this earth will remain undissolved. But everything will be seized again by God's wisdom, love and power and reshaped. A new earth will arise, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. And this earth will be in divine order and thus also able to serve the spiritual in every form again, so that it will ascend. And the power and glory of God will be demonstrated to those who will be brought to this new earth, who were raptured before the last work of destruction because they stood firm until the end and remained in divine order. Amen.